Good Tuesday morning with our political observer, Alan Chartok. And Alan, it's all of our radio stations, and we all have to keep it together.
David, I like it when you say that because it's so true. It's not trite. It is truth. We're all in this together. In the end, the only way you have a great radio station that can talk truth to power, even though your legs are shaking, you do what's right because you have listeners who care about getting it right. And whether that's weapons of mass destruction, there we were talking to people, having people furious at us all those years ago, or to governors who try to take the franchise away by defunding only WAMC over our history. We all have that together, and all that it takes to keep it going is a small donation in the lockbox. We have over $100,000 now. We have $200,000 to go. We have 2 weeks to do it in. Everybody, let's get moving. Otherwise, you know, there will be consequences.
WAMC.org for the lockbox.
Okay, David, thanks for that.
Now we go for the news of the day, Alan. We see that a once favorite in the race for president is dropping out, Governor Scott Walker of Wisconsin.
Well, yeah, you know, he got a lot of notice among Republican circles, of course. He fought the unions. Everybody said, here's our man. He fought a recall election and he won. And they said, well, this is going to be a great hero. And he started out very strongly, but he began dropping like a rock. And once you're out of money, that's it.
There's a new poll out, Siena poll, Alan, that finds for the first time Hillary Clinton is viewed negatively by a slim majority of New Yorkers.
That's her bad news. And her good news is that when they put her up against anybody, she clobbers them. So in politics, it's rough. And she said so. You know, she's been around a while. And I think if there's something that Americans know they have to have at the top is somebody who can stand tall and say, I'm tough enough for this job. And I think so far, Hillary has been showing that. Look, she's not everybody's first choice, but when it comes down to a possible election, Hillary versus Trump, you know that the people who are for Bernie and everybody else are largely going to be back with Hillary.
To the state of New York Republican Party, the head of the party reelected, that's Ed Cox, and we saw a failed attempt to materialize a challenge from Onondaga County Republican Chair Tom Daty, but Ed Cox resumes as head of the Republican Party in New York.
You know, David, we've had Ed Cox. You're the producer. I asked the questions. We've had him on, I can't tell you how many times. And he's a sweet man. He's a nice guy. And, you know, he gets along with people. He is Dick Nixon's son-in-law, which is, of course, going to be something that people will always remember about him. But like each of us, he carries his weights the same way we all do. And he does a great job at what he does.
Volkswagen is admitting they did not do a great job at following the rules. They denied deception to the EPA for nearly a year. The company's stock plunged yesterday, Alan, after disclosure that it had illegally installed software that misrepresented pollution levels in certain models.
Well, look, they have really gotten caught here. This is going to cost them a lot of money. Volkswagen had a good brand. There's no question. People love Volkswagens. And now, for some strange reason, they really thought they could get away with this. I just don't understand it. I don't understand it when politicians become crooks. I don't understand it when a major car company, which has developed a brand and a good reputation, goes ahead and actually tries to falsify things. It's awful. And the guy got up there, did the only thing he could do, a mea culpa, and said, we're going to work with the government, we're going to work with everybody else to reestablish our good name. What else is he going to say?
CEO who raised price of old pill more than $700 calls journalists a moron for asking why is the headline. But this all has to do with the medicine Daraprim, on the market for 62 years and is the standard of care for a foodborne illness from Turing Pharmaceuticals, which jacked up the price from $13.50 to $750 overnight, a 5,000% increase.
There are words for people like this, but I'll be honest with you. He calls somebody else a moron. I'll know. I'll tell you who the moron is. He's the moron because there is such a thing as a greater good. And when you say, well, I can get away with it, therefore I'm going to do it, and you're a moron because you're even asking me about it, it's disgusting. There are words for guys like this, but I tell you the truth, you really can't use them on the radio.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. Thanks, Alan. Again, WAMC.org, the lockbox. It's open 24/7.
No, we've got to do it. We've got to do it.